Stuck with us.
Signature.
Mostly Jay.
Lincoln?
No smile.
He got another signature besides mine.
But that's me, I can't sign. Anybody in here? Mr. Mayor?
And he ended up like burying himself.
But he bought it.
Oh.
And he lost it.
That's it.
I'm sure actually almost had your good assignment. I got trouble last week.
For what?
She says, where's this part? Where's that part? Where's that?
I've got one.
Okay.
So they didn't like the way I did it, even though I did the way they told me.
Okay. That takes care of that.
Anybody here?
Yeah.
Ready? Okay, I'll call to order the city council, city of Lapine, regular session, Wednesday, May 9th, 2018. I should read. It's my birthday today, so I should remember.
Happy birthday.
Call to order, Savage Squirrel.
Connie Grace, present.
Stu Martinez, present.
Don Ryder, present.
Craig Heaton, present.
Trent Lieutenant, present.
We have a full quorum, pledge of allegiance. Eric, I don't need this for that one.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
I forgot you already.
It's okay.
Okay. I'll call out your twice as much today, okay? Okay, any added agenda items?
No added agenda items.
Okay, I want to add one. We're going to talk about a little bit about the cleanup weekend.
Okay.
Any objections to that? Okay. Public comments. Anybody out there have anything to say before we get started? Nothing? That's good. Okay. The consent agenda, which is approval of minutes from April 11th, 2018, and April 25th, 2018, and the approval of council and staff reimbursements. Any changes or concerns on that one? None? Does anybody have a motion to accept the consent agenda?
I move we accept the consent agenda.
I'll second.
First and second, and all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Okay, passed unanimously. First item on the agenda here is the contract review and award of the entry monument sign and flagpoles project. Jake, I think you were going to lead off on this one.
You got it. Thank you, Mr. Mayor. We got two bids on the project, and we've taken the lowest bid, and in your packet you'll see that. Item number 7. Grand total, base total, $81,855. And we have Eric Huffman here, our engineer of record, to address any of the specifics. And I did anticipate Brian from Zavo would be here too, but I don't see him here yet. Is he here?
Nope. Somebody just walked by the door.
Eric, you can come up if you wouldn't mind.
Yeah, sure. Just state your name and who you are.
Brian's here.
Oh, hey, Brian.
Some time.
Howdy.
Come on up, Brian.
Yeah, perfect.
You're on the firing squad.
Yeah. You gotta state your name.
I'm Eric Huffman, city engineer.
Okay.
I'm Brian Nierman with Zavo Landscape Architecture, the designer.
Great.
I'm going to have these gentlemen talk about the specifics of the project, if you have any specific questions about the details in that bid, and what the project looks like, you know, from design and what we want the final product to look like. I'll talk about the costs at the end, we'll get into that with the add-ons in specific. So we'll let these guys kick that off for you.
So I can speak to the contract, the base bid, like Jake mentioned, is $81,855. There are 7 bid alternate items. You can choose any or all, however you like, with those, and then award whichever you like in addition to the base bid for this, for the contract.
Everybody got that?
Yes.
Okay.
Would you like to, maybe Brian,
Sure.
describe which these 7 items are here?
Can we talk about the company that got the contract?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, the low bid is, the company is called Northwest Paving. They're based in Bend, and they have experience. With their bid, they provided some indication of their experience. I know they're a paving company. They do a lot of paving. However, they have done monument signs. They did one in Brookings. I believe that's in the pack. It is their full bid submittal.
And correct me if I'm wrong, but I believe I was looking through that and they had listed as one of their sub-consultants specific for the monument sign itself and the fabrication of that as Carlson Sign, which is a very prominent,
very reputable company.
Exactly. Absolutely. So it sounds like they would have them do the specifics and the shop drawings and the fabrication for the sign itself. And then they would GC or oversee the rest of the projects, and I'm not sure what other subs they do have or may have, but I did notice that in particular, which was reassuring in my mind.
Okay, so we have the base price, and you guys want to talk about each one of these 7 items?
Yeah, would you like to describe?
Sure.
Yeah.
And I also, after he's done, I have all these items on this whiteboard right here with our total base.
Okay.
And what a couple of suggestions the staff have on some of those items.
Okay.
And what that total would look like.
Okay.
And then you guys can decide what you want to scratch off of there or add on, and we'll go through that. But he can give you the specifics on each of those.
Okay. And I'll talk through a little bit about what each of the add alternates is, and then if or should you like to hear my opinion or input, I'll wait till that's requested, but I'll just go through and give sort of a factual description of each item.
Okay, and then I'll go back and go one by one.
Perfect. Number 1 bid alternate is the flag poles with an internal halyard system. The base bid has an external rope and tie-off system. This would be an upgrade in the flagpole itself to have an internal mechanized halyard system for raising and lowering the flag. Bid alternate number 2 is the establishment date signage. That one was essentially in the drawing package as a possible design alternate, thinking there may be a cost savings there. I know we were looking at cost, so I put it slightly different detail design drawings, so that one kind of came in at, I think he has it as about $1,000 more. The raised planter wall, that's the stone clad planter wall that we have around the signage. One of the requests, going back to some of the early comments, was to have that raised up to keep it away from plowing, away from snow and ice, and being able to have the plantings within that planter a little bit more protected. Originally we liked the idea of an 18 inch high wall for, because that's a more suitable seat wall height, and if people were coming in and or taking photos by the wall, they could sit on that height more comfortably. For a base bid estimate, the drawing showed the base bid at 12 inches. So long and the short of it, that alternate would raise that wall the 6 inches back up to a seat wall height. Number 4, the base bid alternate was an upgrade to a natural stone veneer. The base bid, I think, has a, what's called a cultured stone veneer or a manufactured stone. It's not a true stone. It would be something very similar to, I think, what the City Hall has clad for its wainscoting around the exterior in the base bid. This would be essentially an upgrade in materials to a true stone veneer system. And then number five bid alternate was the split two rail, split rail cedar fence. And that one, it's pretty self-explanatory as the fence. We had that along running north and south along the sidewalk, essentially as an aid to help guide the sequence and entrance sequence into the town from the south. And bid alternate number six was additional planting. I'll kind of combine six and seven because I think they're part and parcel with each other essentially. Bid alternate six and seven are the additional plantings and irrigation outside of the planter wall to sort of front the street right there along that split rail cedar fence and along the west side of the existing concrete sidewalk.
Okay, let's start with number one. And staff, what do we recommend on that one?
You want to see my whiteboard real quick?
Sure. It's there. You girls aren't just you seeing it.
Well, I don't want people to see my hidden stuff. You guys see that okay?
Oh, yeah.
All right. Let's explain it. We got our base, right? I got each one and just a general description of what it is, what their associated price. Staff minimum recommendation would be, yes, I would suggest doing that number one. Because to come in later to try to fix that hole and make it an internal mechanism would probably have to replace the whole assembly itself. So if we're going to do it right, we might as well put that in with the bid too. I would suggest that. Staff would suggest to go with the higher quality flagpole assembly. Number two, I would say is a maybe for the establishment signage. That's up to you, council. That's not a big item to throw in there. Number three, I would say definitely do the raised planter. I think that was something we wanted, was that higher elevation raised flower bed. So this kind of makes it more of a prominent sign. And if we ever wanted to go back and raise it, you're going to pay a lot more money down the road to try to do that. So we're going to have people doing construction here right now. Might as well go with the product we want that we were talking about before. We didn't see number four as an upgrade stone was a viable something, I think. You know, it's going to match existing wainscoting at City Hall. I think that's probably suitable and acceptable. Split rail fence, we thought if we wanted to do that later down the road, be a good spot to save money. It'd be an easy something to do a couple of years from now if we wanted to do that. Wouldn't it be integral for this part of the project?
Remind me of that one.
Cedar fence?
Yeah, I got that part. Were we also doing we were doing piers in between the fence, or was it just the fence, or did we cut that part out? I can't remember.
We're doing stone bases for each of the three flagpoles. I think way back in the initial concepts, we had some additional piers to kind of carry that through, and somewhere along the line, we just decided to go without those and say that was a non-needed
okay.
cost.
So this is strictly the fence, not the fence with us. Okay.
Correct.
That's what I wanted to just clarify.
Number six, more landscaping is what I call it, but it's additional landscaping with it, and basically a maintenance for 90 days guarantee on it. Well, I figure if we want to do extra landscaping down the road, we probably could do that. We wouldn't have to do it right now. It's a pretty high add-on, I thought. And I have a maintenance provider that does landscaping, and I could probably get them to do it for fairly reasonable to add that as part of their overall maintenance of the city. So I didn't see that as a viable one quite yet. And then additional irrigation would be associated with more landscaping. So to me, that's kind of went hand in hand. Do you have any questions on that?
Let's just go from counselor to counselor.
We have a certain ceiling that we have budgeted.
Right.
That we really don't want to go over that. And it's right. Around $95,000 we have budgeted for it.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd like to keep a little bit of buffer in there during construction in case something comes up and we need to address an issue. We still have some funds in there to play with during construction.
Let's start with number one.
You bet.
Craig, any comments on number one? I think it's a good idea.
It's what?
It is a good idea. I would approve number one.
Yep. Don?
I think it's almost necessary with the weather that we have in the winter.
Stu?
I've had problems with them.
With the interior?
With the interior.
It'd be harder to fix it when it's inside.
Well, that and it freezes.
Inside?
Inside. We've had the problem with the one right down here at the little triangle park. We had a ceremony and the flag was supposed to be lowered to half staff. We couldn't lower it to half staff. It was frozen. And what happens is the cold stays inside that stainless steel tubing and freezes the mechanism at the top. Where if it's outside, it gets the airflow a little more and it doesn't freeze.
I was actually really interested to see what your thoughts were on this one.
But.
Because you're my flagpole guru.
But. As far as vandalism and everything else, I love them. So, personally, after messing with this one and then buying my own, I bought the external. I would have to go back to the internal. Even though it
has some issues sometimes.
It has some issues just for vandalism and stuff. So I would say it's a good idea.
Okay, Connie?
Honestly, I have no experience either way, so
I would have to defer to somebody who knew, so it doesn't really matter to me.
I know
I used the one up to the library and has the internal one. It was pretty handy. Like you say, not having anybody go mess with it or anything. The rope is inside. It seemed to work pretty good. Any comments from the engineer and designer on that one?
Sure. I haven't heard about the freezing in the past, but it stands to make sense. And I kind of echo Stu's comments there that overall, I think from a maintenance, long-term maintenance, daily usability, vandalism protection, the benefits outweigh the occasional misfunctioning. And we can look in through the submittal process as to the exact manufacturer of the flagpole that's provided and talk with them about their warranty and how they've seen those issues and dealt with those. So,
Eric, you have anything on it?
I don't have a lot of experience with those mechanical features, so.
Okay, it sounds like as far as, we got to decide on these things tonight, so as far as the flagpole, the interior one, I think that's a go. Is that correct? Okay, let's go on the next one, establishment sign. That just gives the year, right? Basically, Lapine established, blah, blah, blah.
Correct.
Okay. Connie, start telling your end.
The difference is it currently wouldn't have anything on there, is that right? Or we have the...
A little bit of background on that. So the base bid is for an engraved and painted stone piece that would set in there that would have the establishment date signed. And my thought or assumption at the time when I was doing the drawings is that engraving that piece might be a fairly costly item, so I put in an alternate for a weathered steel and cut establishment sign that could be pinned onto the outside, thinking that might be a simpler fabrication and construction, and potentially essentially a deduct in the overall cost. I think aesthetically, you could go with either option, they both fit. My initial thought when I put it in the bid drawings as an alternate was that it might cost less and be a cost savings to the project. Turns out that it's $1,000 more. So I guess it's a matter of aesthetic preference to the council as to which one they would prefer, but either option would include an establishment date sign on the stone column.
So one's stone and one's metal.
The base bid is stone. It would be $1,000 to add metal.
Correct.
So I'd say stay with the stone.
So
I agree.
Don?
We're talking about a metal sign for the $1,000, is that correct?
Right, instead of stone. Stone's already there.
Yeah. I'd like to see stone myself.
Okay.
To go with the rest of the sign.
Craig?
Stone.
I'm not gonna forgive you anymore. Never.
Okay, I agree, stone. Makes some sense.
I agree with stone.
Stone, that and $1,000.
Yeah, forget that added. Okay, the 18-inch raised planter, $2,150. Greg?
Oh, yeah.
That lasted long.
I think the 18-inch raised planter makes the most sense, I mean, for allowing pitchers and everything like that, and allowing
it
to be out of weather, so I, 2 18-inches from the 12, it makes the most sense.
Okay. 18 inches, definitely.
Okay.
Don?
I'm not gonna sit on it, but I'll go for it.
18? Okay.
Stu? 12 or 18?
18, because of our snow load, the higher up, the better.
Okay, Connie?
I agree.
Okay, 18 it is. So far, so good. Upgraded stone. Connie?
I think we should keep with the culture stone that it was bid at.
Agreed.
Okay, Don?
I think I'd like the culture stone myself.
The upgrade?
The upgrade is for real stone, isn't it?
Right.
Yes.
And cultured stone is the what was normally set.
That's in the bid, yes.
That's what I would like to have, the cultured stone.
Okay. Greg?
Cultured stone.
Okay. Cultured stone.
Oh, okay, forget that upgrade. Cross it off. Okay, split rail fence. Let's start down this end again.
We're gonna start with them, actually. I want to hear what they
say. Oh, okay.
I'll pass on the split rail fence.
Wow.
Okay.
Don?
I think the split rail fence could be added later on by the same group that would do the more landscaping and irrigation. If we decided to do that, have them do the same thing. Or just a plain split rail fence, it seems like it's an awful lot of money, in my opinion.
Yep. Stu?
Well, I like the split rail fence, but at that amount, that did kind of catch me by surprise. But on the other hand, I don't know if you're going to save any money waiting to do it later.
Okay. I guess that's a, I don't know.
So I don't know.
Okay, Connie?
I'm kind of leaning towards having the split rail fence put in. I don't really think $6,200 to get a fencing contractor for them to do it is that unreasonable.
Okay, that's a yes or no?
Yes.
Connie, is a yes. Stu, yes or no?
Yes.
Don, yes
no.
Or no?
No.
Personally, I'm gonna say no, just because I think if we did wait, because it can be put in later, if we did wait, we don't know if it could go down, and if it goes up, well, that's a shame, but like, if it stays the same later on, and we decide we do want it, then it's still there, and it's still an option, whereas if, we, you know, it could go down, I think we should see that out and see if it's a possibility.
I'd say I have to agree with you. Yeah. Well, this is 2-2, and I get the tie. No, too much money. Sorry, guys. Okay, now the big item.
Me and the first people to build it.
Well, yeah.
You know. You got a lot of weed eating to do.
You know, and we want to see the finished product, and we won't even need it, so. Okay, let's go into number 6. Let's combine those two, because you can't do one without the other. Start down this end. You got to go first.
Okay. It's a lot for something like, if we did have the option of having our public works do
doing the landscaping and stuff. I mean, that's just like a large amount for that. And just the cost reduction to give that wiggle room and give that as an option. It doesn't seem as necessary to have it right away if there is the option to reduce that.
Okay.
Great.
I'm a sticking a budget. No.
My opinion is if we can turn that over to the people that do the work for us now, they can put it in, and I think that they'd give us a break because they realize that they're going to get the maintenance on it as time goes by, as long as we keep contract with them. So I'll say no for right now.
Okay.
Stu?
Well, going through major landscaping myself right now, that is not unreasonable. So I would have to say yes.
Connie?
I'm going to make everybody think and say, why can't we do the irrigation and not the landscaping?
The level spot.
Why can't we do the irrigation and not the landscaping? Because that's a really reasonable price.
Right.
But that's a really reasonable price to get your base, your irrigation in, and then we can do the add the landscaping later.
That's true, yeah. But you just have nothing to irrigate, but yeah, I can see.
But you get the... You get it down, and then to add the landscaping is not that big of a deal.
Yeah.
So I say yes on 7 and no on 6.
Wow. But it's been combined.
Who's that? They're two separate numbers.
No, we're doing separate numbers. Stu, what do you say going on that one?
I'm separating them?
Yeah.
Okay, then I would go with the irrigation.
Okay. Don, do you like that idea?
I think we ought to keep them together, and I think we ought to have our contractor now bid on it as we're using at the present time.
Okay, so as far as this contract goes?
Right.
Okay, Craig?
Still a no.
Okay. Trent, sorry you don't vote. I'd like to see what the whole thing looks like before we add more landscaping, so I'd have to say no. So that's a tie vote. Okay.
I put a number down here that reflects these two add-ons.
Oh, so you second guess this, huh?
So when you guys make a motion and approve the contract, please use this number.
Okay, so after all of that, do we have a motion to accept the base bid plus those two items, and the final comes to $86,005?
I make a motion to approve the damn monument sign and the flagpole with the add-ons in the amount of $86,005.
Okay.
And second it.
First and second, and all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Opposed? Nay? Okay. Let's get, are we going to have it done by July 4th?
That's the date in the contract, yes.
Oh, you do? That's in the contract?
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Wow.
This has been going on for a while.
Is there liquidated damages or something? 200 a day?
Okay. Good.
If they don't finish by July 4th, there's $200 a day liquidated damages.
Thank you very much for coming down again. Been a pleasure working with you. Thank you.
My pleasure.
Well, absolutely.
Thank you all.
Yeah.
And just for FYI, that contractor's been a member of mine for years and years and years before they changed their name.
Yeah.
So they have a lot of
bids. Up to a couple, 3 weeks ago, we had no bids.
Right. Well, part of that was a reflection of the fact that we had a big elementary school in Bend bidding that same day. And so although the contractors wouldn't have been in general on that project, they may have subbed on it. And so sometimes bidding
well,
calendar.
It's all going to work out now. So great. Okay, let's go on to number, item number 8, 97 West Side Streetscape Project, the power lines and 4th Street Pedestrian Refuge Island.
Yes. Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Yeah.
I'll do a little background real quick, since there's not a page in here for you to look at. We saw a lot of value in cutting the underground power along that site, basically for the transit site, or keep that an open canvas for the future. So we've been working pretty hard with ODOT and Midstate to try to see how we can get that done, basically. And what, who can contribute what, and what the total cost would be, if it was even reasonable. Now, I believe last time we talked, we were talking a contribution over $100,000 to try to get that done. We've been back and forth with Mid-State and ODOT, and total project costs would be $165,000. ODOT would contribute $40,000 of that. Mid-State would contribute $50,000, and the city would contribute $75,000. So those numbers drop down quite a bit. That
sounds a little bit better.
Does it sounds more reasonable? ODOT $40,000, Mid-State $50,000, city $75,000.
Have council comments on that?
We just got these numbers last week sitting in the meeting list. We said, where can we sign the check? I mean, those are a lot better than what we were originally anticipating.
Well, we discussed it at work sessions and stuff like that, so.
And what did we decide the money would come out of, what part of the budget?
It would come out of the overall project cost for the West Side Streetscape. We had a lot more budgeted for that, so we still have some wiggle room to work with that. Yeah, we anticipated we would contribute more, and we didn't quite reach that potential, so we have some blocks right there. That's where we come out of.
Okay. So we have $75,000 just for that?
Yep.
Okay.
And we would deal strictly with Mid-State on that. They'd be the overall contractor on the project. It's not going to be an add-on to the ODOT project. We saw that if we tried doing it that way, it'd be a lot higher cost, because they can mark up cost if it's a change order. So Mid-State's going to be doing the work. We're going to be working directly with Mid-State on this part of it, getting that power underground.
Can you move that board so the
people in the audience can see you? You want to see your smiley face? Or
sure.
Thanks so much.
Okay, Stu, any comments?
Jake, could you give just a real quick, very quick, overview of what we're talking about for some of the folks that don't know what we're talking about.
So currently on 4th Street, extending from the east going west, and across Highway 97, there's overhead power, significant overhead power. And the city sees a lot of value with that 4th Street site that we're going to acquire from ODOT for a transit site. So we thought the need to get that power underground when we saw the time that construction is going to be taking place. It was a good opportunity to try to get that power underground, because it really opens up the potential of that site. Because right now you got three big poles on that site that kind of limits what you can do, and then the aesthetic values of just looking at that site. This kind of opens it up and makes it feel more open. It's a lot more aesthetically pleasing, I think. Yeah. And the council has felt that way too. So we started going to the table with Mid-State and how we could get that accomplished, and with ODOT, to kind of piggyback this big project they're going to start here.
Melissa, I see you're shaking your head and stuff. Any comments on it?
No, I agree.
Okay.
We looked at all kinds of options to where, if we kept the poles, how could we reduce the pole numbers to two and span them farther? And ultimately, what we were trying to accomplish is how do we get power underground on that site? And this is the most cost-effective way of doing that.
Anything else to that?
Just the safety factor.
And the safety factor.
Safety
absolutely.
Factor is the biggest thing. That's it.
Thank you.
Don?
I agree with Stu. It's a safety factor, and I think we should go ahead with it.
Okay, Craig. Safety factor, and we'll never be able to get it done for any less.
Okay, good idea.
Gotta hope for it.
And my comment is that if we're going to do it, let's do it right. You know, we can't build, you know, 500, 600, 800,000 in a transit center and have hanging wires over top of it. So I'd be full, you know, on that. And we also need a motion on this.
Yes.
Anybody want to make a motion?
I move that we move the power lines underground for our West Side Streetscape project on 4th Street and the pedestrian island.
Okay, second? That's just $75,000 in the...
Yeah, we'll put that in there.
Yeah, $75,000.
Okay, second?
I'll second.
Second, and all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay? None? Okay, passed unanimously. Let's
let's do that. Just so everybody knows, we have talked about this several times, so it's nothing new or a surprise. Actually, it's a surprise that instead of $100,075, so that's great, wonderful.
And in our franchise agreements, it does specify if we're going to require one of our utilities to go underground, we have to help with that cost.
Yeah.
So.
Absolutely. And that project going to start
quick,
fairly soon.
Yes.
Okay, let's go on to the, and we've talked about this before too, consideration of memorandum of understanding before ESCO in the city of La Pine. I hope everybody's read that.
Mayor, you skipped a question. The senior center funding request.
Funding request.
I'm ahead of myself. Not trying to skip though. We have a community funding request application from La Pine Senior Center. Who's going to do that one? Go ahead, sir. Yeah, come up here and state your name for the record and who you're representing.
Joe Page, I'm a volunteer at the Senior Center.
Okay, and you're requesting what?
$1,500, I believe. This is kind of like a little bit new for me and a last minute noticing. I think our bid, we're requesting $1,500. To redo the log work around the exterior of the building. Quite a bit of sun damage. Where the sun damage is located is on the top of some of the horizontal logs, and they will probably eventually start rotting. So we're looking to seal them up. I think our bid we got was $1,900. So we're requesting $1,500. To assist with the expense. We're totally self-supporting over there. We are a 501c3 if you need a tax deduction. Yes, and as everyone knows, we've been restructuring the last 6 months over there. Okay. So we have a lot going on.
Okay. Before I ask my questions, let's start with the council. Connie?
Do you know if you've been in for a request from anyone else for funding?
Not at this time. We haven't, as far as I know, no. We have not requested any other funding.
Okay. That's my only question.
Stu? I don't know if we've ever had a request like this before. Maintenance. Basically, the senior center has a maintenance program, don't they?
We're working on everything.
I know.
Everything's volunteer. We will have a maintenance program if I have anything to do about it.
Okay. So, did that answer it or not?
For now.
Don?
I'm excusing myself because I've been working at the senior center.
Okay, Craig?
And thank you kindly for that, Don.
Craig, any comments?
I see the total cost at $1,958.
Yes, sir.
Total cost. Roughly, you have $400 more somewhere coming in, or?
Yes, we do.
It's an in-kind labor. If you look on the second page, someone's donating $450 worth of labor.
In-kind labor.
And that's why the reduction in the requested amount.
Mm-hmm.
That's it?
That's it.
Okay.
I don't know that the senior center's ever asked anybody for anything before that I'm aware of, so this is like a first.
Okay. I don't have any questions.
Okay. I do think they've asked for money for gravel or something to do in the back.
It was through the car club.
The
car club asked for money to do that gravel for the senior center.
Okay. And I guess who's the financial person we're going to ask if we have money available?
Pick me.
Okay.
We have money available. You'll still have $3,044.50 left in your Kitty too if you do it.
Okay. And that's until?
June 30th.
June 30th. Okay.
I honestly don't think the senior center's ever provided us with a funding request. I could look it up, but my screen's blocked up on your screen, so.
Yeah, I just remember, and it was the car club that I asked.
And the car club gets funds from us every year, and then they sometimes donate some of those back to the senior center because the senior center offers their facilities, I think, for free for the car show.
Yes, we do.
And so they try to make sure they maintain that out of respect for them.
Their team comes and landscapes. In fact, that'll be coming up here, I think the 19th. We're having a swap meet with, and they've already been there. Mm-hmm. The car club's already been there.
Because I know at one time, it must have been them that requested.
That's what happened. It kind of loops around in a circle.
To box of the air conditioner.
But directly the senior center, I'm going to say in my time here, has never had a funding request from us.
Does council have any other comments on this?
Oh, anybody? Yeah.
Go.
Okay. I'm ready now.
Okay. Go for it.
They, the senior center, you know, as Joe's mentioned, is restructuring. They're going through a lot of change there at this time. I too have been involved over there, and I'm here to tell you they've come a long way in the last 6 months. They do hold a number of events for the public. They actually supply our community with the meeting room that we cannot supply. Take for instance last night, the ODOT open house. You know, that involved the city, but the city has not a big enough space to hold that type of a function. So the city in turn turns to the senior center. And I know in the past they've broken their own rules by not charging the city events that have been held there in the past.
That has changed.
And that has changed. We slap some hands on that one. They need to start running like a business. And I think this is a good example of how they're improving themselves by seeking assistance when they realize they need it. So I think it would be the benefit of the community and the city to support it. So I myself am in favor of it.
Okay. I'd just like to make another comment. Just typically I like to see funding requests to go out to other people, but I think because the senior center has not asked us for money in the past that I'm aware of, in between my years on budget committee and my years on council, that but in the future requests, typically we like to see that you didn't just come straight to us for funding. But I agree with Stu. I know we have a lot of meetings there. I've seen a lot of work, a lot of improvements, a lot more activity, and I'd really like to keep that momentum moving forward for our community, so I am too in favor of it.
Okay, and I have to agree with all of that. In the last 6 months, they even reached out to sustainable cities. I know Corey's been up there, and I know you've made a lot of changes, and it looks like a completely positive thing now. Your manager is doing great up there. I mean, she's doing wonderful. Follow her on Facebook. There's something going on all the time. So I'm pleased that the city would only kick in this much. You're a major, major, major item in the city of La Pine.
And yes, we are.
Yes. And I don't have any objections whatsoever as long as we have the funds available to.
Mr. Mayor, I would like to make a comment.
Okay, go for it.
Yesterday they had their annual meeting, and at that annual meeting they voted to reduce their board of directors from an unwieldy 9 to 5. And in addition to that, they have removed the 50-year membership requirement from their bylaws.
Age limit.
And that took effect right away. In addition to that, we've been offered the services of an attorney pro bono to meet with the senior center board of directors and come up with a new, brand new set of bylaws. And as Stu can tell you, the bylaws that they have is absolutely it's a worthless piece of paper. So they are moving ahead. They're doing their best to comply with Oregon law and to get better leadership at the senior center. And since they've hired this new manager, business is booming. That's my comments, thank you.
Craig, anything else?
The short time I've been here in Lapine, I've visited a senior center several times. And I'd like to thank those that are responsible for opening up the senior center for the activities for the city and others. I appreciate it. And I'm in favor of this.
Anything to say, Don?
Just that, like, I agree. They support us in a lot of things and allowing us to use the facility, and I think in that we should support them as well.
Okay.
And since they've lowered the age requirement, I'd like to see a lot of the high school students.
They lowered it to 50?
I think they're going to have to change it to from senior center to community center or something.
It'll always be the senior center. There is just no age limit anymore. But it will be always the senior center. Absolutely.
Makes sense.
May I also make a comment?
Sure.
That the Sustainable City Program nonprofit presentation will be presented June 5th. We're starting to promote that also. They've been advising us along the way also. So we've been, Stu, Don, doesn't get much better than that. You know, everybody sees that it's work in progress, and the more heads involved, the better. I think it is at 10:30 June 5th. Is the nonprofit class will be there present. We'll need to confirm that though. I'll Jamie will let everybody know on Facebook.
Yeah, I'm sure. Okay, does anybody have to not vote on this, pull themselves out?
I'm not gonna vote.
Okay. And you don't think you should be voting?
Abstaining.
You're abstaining? Okay, so
I make a motion we approve the $1,508 request to the Lapine Senior Center.
I'll second it.
First and second, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, nay. Okay, 3-0. Okay. Yeah, good.
Thank you kindly.
Thank you very much for coming.
Thank everyone down there for it.
Yeah, keep up the good work down there. It's great. Wonderful.
We will.
Yeah. Thank you.
Bye, Eric.
Okay, now I didn't cross off this one. Now we'll do number 10, consideration of memorandum of understanding between Economic Development Central Oregon and the City of Lapine. I just want to say that this is just a memorandum of understanding. It's not like a written contract or anything like that. It's just understanding. We could get out of this at any time. If anybody's read through it, you can see that. Does staff have any comments on this? Melissa, nothing? Holly, Ashley, nothing? Okay, let's start with comments. I mean, we've discussed this a little bit at the last work session. Connie, do you have any comments on this one?
I'm just curious if you know if there's been any changes since we discussed it in the last work session.
According to our city manager, when I talked to him today, he said no. Stu?
Well, as I think all of us are aware, it's getting busy in Lapine. A lot going on. There's been inquiries, and then there's been people that have shown interest and then backed out. It's fluctuating all the time. And I think we've all heard that everyone else is running out of room in their industrial parks in Redmond, Sisters, Bend. Lapine is like the last frontier. So I think entering into this memorandum of understanding is in the best interest of the city. And as the mayor said, we can back out of it anytime. So I'm in favor of approving it.
OK. Hey, Don?
I'm in favor of moving forward with it. I think I can see a big advantage to the city of Lapine having everybody working together for, to see that the area is built up.
Okay, Craig?
I'm in favor of this memorandum. It's big for the city. We need to have somebody working for us to, you know, attract and bring industry here into Lapine.
It's the next step, and then that's like it's like a piece of the puzzle that's going to give us our picture. So I think agreeing with this is in favor for all of us.
And I'll just say that it's my comment every time when we do this is that at some point in time we need to see a return on our money. And but I'm all for this as long as we can get out of it. I mean, we've been paying into economic development for years now, and we haven't seen a whole lot of return, but times are changing. So at least let's give it a while longer. Remember, our understanding is for 5 years, but it's not locked in the 5 years. So, you know, we get back, you know, so. So I'm for at least doing it another year, and then we'll discuss it next year. So I need a motion on this one too to accept this. The motion to accept the memorandum of understanding for economic development of Central Oregon.
I so move. Second.
First and second, and all in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Nay. Okay, passed unanimously. We have Sun River Lapine Economic Flat. Nobody likes the name, but anyways, so we have Ryan around for another year at least, so, or 5 years maybe, and he's doing a good job, I have to say that.
He's coming out of his shell.
Coming out of his shell?
Okay. I mean, he's talking.
Oh.
He never talked before.
Really?
I mean, it's just you.
Yeah.
Okay, he's doing a great job though.
Not the same Ryan, I know.
He's reaching out. Okay, we're done with that one. Quarterly financial reports. Ashley, you gonna give them?
I'm gonna give you those.
Okay.
I can't believe it's already been a quarter since I gave you these. A lot is going on. So, does everyone have financial reports in front of them?
I don't have one.
This is all I've got.
It should look like this, don't you?
Share with your partner.
I would give you guys mine, but I need them to reference. So I'm just going to start at the top and go through them, point out some things that are a little different. If you have any questions, stop me. In shared revenue and grants on the first page, we're only at 9.1%. A big portion of that is the CBDG grant, which we will expect to spend about $250,000 of that this year. And you'll hear more about this in the budget. We're to do our transfers. What we're going to do this to track these funds that are being spent on these grants is we're going to transfer money from the reserve fund into the fund that it goes with, in this case sewer, and then make an expenditure out of the capital line. And the reason we're doing, and only when we're ready to draw on the funds. And we're gonna do that so we can track that in three different spots in our accounting system, so nothing gets overlooked in any spot. So you probably won't see that expand much in throughout the rest of this year. Most of that $1.2 million will be spent next year and has to be expended by March of 2019 per the contract. Marijuana tax is at 523%. That is because we didn't know what to expect. Obviously we budgeted low and received high. SDCs and other income is budgeted is coming in really high. If you look on the second page, about a little more than three quarters of the way down, you'll see that system development charges were also budgeted low and received high this year. That's where that huge number comes from. Mm-hmm. Charges for services is not quite at 75%, it's 74.2. We expect that to go up in the winter months. You collect less charges for services based on water consumption. So now that the weather's warmed up and people are using more water, we'll see
higher numbers there. I didn't have anything to point out on the back page. Oh, yes, I do. One more thing. On the community development fund, about halfway through, the interfund transfers in are at 1,000%. That is a clerical error. You can see we budgeted 44,000 to put in there, not 4,400, and we actually transferred the 44,000. That'll be corrected on your next financial statement. Any questions on revenues?
Any questions, Holmes? No?
Okay.
Okay, expenses.
Just for clarification, because the public can't see this.
Okay.
We budgeted at 5,000 for marijuana tax and received 26,000.
Thanks. Mm-hmm. And so the public knows they can have a copy of these financial reports at any given time. They're open to the public. And I believe starting in July, we're going to start posting them on the website monthly. That way anybody can just look at them whenever they feel like it.
That's great.
So to expenses, special payments is at 1.1%. That has to do with those connections to water and sewer that we started last year. We sent those letters out in the winter, and we are expecting more people to start connecting now that the weather's better. Connecting, we'll see more of that money go out. I believe we budgeted far higher than what we will need to spend in that category, but we wanted to make sure we had enough in case something came up. Capital outlay is also low at 13% of the expenditures. That also relates to your CBDG grant. If you're not pulling the money in, you're not taking the money out. So that's that. Debt service is only at 50%. There's still a water bond payment due that will come due in June. So you won't see that on a financial report until August. But so that's going to stay consistent clear into next year. But we'll see it in August when you get those financial reports. On the back page, the only thing that I had to call out was the community development fund. You can see materials and services is over the percentage of the year at 86% in materials and services, but significantly lower in personnel services, leaving their overall number at 67%. I'm watching that each month to make sure if anything needs to move from contingency into that fund with the hiring of Melissa and just the busyness of community development. I've been monitoring that closely, but the way we allocate at budget time, as long as our bottom line number, that 67.5%, is under the 75%, we're probably in good shape. Any questions on expenses?
Other than just a comment on the cemetery fund, is that because of the time of year? Are you guys planning on doing more work out there? Or?
We just anticipated we could have the opportunity to do more out there this year. We just didn't tap into it.
Okay. We're going to go up there like in the end of May, Memorial Day, and you'll be eating up some of that.
Materials and services is really if we were going to go rake pine needles and take them to the dump, then we would write a check to Department of Solid Waste. Where if we're just doing the work out there and cleaning it up and hauling it to the treatment plant, you aren't going to see an increase in expense on that because cemetery doesn't pay for personnel services. Okay. That'll be absorbed by a different fund. Okay. And we have a lot of updates to the cemetery fund that we're going to discuss in the budget meetings next week.
Our local garbage company is going to put a dumpster out there for Memorial Day. I don't know if they charge us or not.
They can charge us. And then if they do, you'll see that materials and services go up.
Okay, any other comments on this?
And what was the industrial and economic development one? Was that one only at 47%?
We don't spend much out of that fund because we don't make much in that fund. So mostly what that is Ryan's contract and some advertising we've done with Mandala.
Okay.
You'll see that go up too in the next, because this is for March, and we're in May already. There's been some other things that have gone through in April and May that you'll see that increase over the next couple of months. That one I'm monitoring as well with the Community Development Fund just to make sure we don't need to move any money from contingency.
That would be my bad.
That's what Mary gets for forgetting you all the time.
Okay, Stu, any comments from you? Were you done, Connie? None? No?
Stu, we're on to you.
Done? Okay, done?
None.
Kurt?
None.
John?
No.
Okay, I think we're looking in great shape, right?
I feel like we're in great shape too. And as always, if you have any questions about any of them, just give me a call. I'm in these numbers all day long.
Some of these things that have gone up is just the economy going up. So SDD charges, we're making a little bit more on that. Carolina, we're making a little more on that. Looks great. Okay, thanks, Ash.
Thanks.
And if anybody knows, Ashley's taking more of a part in our financial.
I am.
Okay. And she's doing a good job. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, other matters, proposed agenda. Okay, I just want to say quickly about the cleanup. That is scheduled for, if you see that calendar, the 23rd, somewhere in there, Friday, Saturday, Sunday?
22nd, 23rd, and 24th.
Okay. On that Saturday, there is an event at the Roslyn Park, which there's two days that the Lions Club and everybody can take part in. It's hard to pick a weekend where something's not going on. I guess we're saying probably in the next week or two, I'll work with Kathy DeVone and come up with a sign, some advertisement. I just would like every council member and everybody to go out and get any nonprofits or anybody that wants to clean up their businesses or anything to do it on that weekend so we can really have a city event. Jake's gonna put dumpsters out again.
I can add on that when you're ready. We talked about it at our Public Works Committee yesterday. They have some suggestions.
Want to say anything on it?
Yes. They suggested we should do 5 dumpsters this year.
Okay.
2 up near the Kegel area instead of just 1. And then 3 more at St. Vincent de Paul, City Hall, and then at our booster site on Hinkle and William Boss instead of at the end of Mitz, because right. That didn't get a lot of activity.
Because nobody could see that one.
And Wilderness Garbage is going to donate portions of that. We're just going to be charged a hauling fee, $165 a dumpster, and $50 a ton for disposal, which is a very fair price.
I'll get that stuff for you for when we make the poster up.
Yeah, we can put those spots on there.
Yeah.
Okay, great. And they're very supportive of if they want to. Shining Little Pine wants to do like a barbecue event during that time frame, that we could contribute funds to that too.
Well, we didn't have much of a turnout last year. Okay. So.
But if they wanted to do that, they felt fine with the city contributing some funds to help with purchasing burgers and hot dogs and stuff.
Last year was mostly the grocery outlet. We had more food than we did people. But
yeah.
We'll talk about that the next week. And if council has any ideas, please get a hold of me. We just want to make this a real community event. So your church groups, the Lions do Huntington, Shine Little Pine's going to do 97. If other, organizations want to do certain parts of the city, and we'll keep track of that.
I will say there was a way of getting it out to our customers better this year, and their suggestion was to put it in a utility bill that
right.
goes specifically to our own customers
and citizens.
And the utility billing isn't going to Kegel, but we know how to reach those people because we've been doing that for these projects. So that'd be the same avenue we would go. We'd send them that flyer as well, just to our citizens inside the community. It's open to everybody, but we don't want a lot of load coming to those dumpsters from outside. We support the community, but we're going to try to focus on inside the city limits with this cleanup.
And who's going to put that together, Ashley?
Yes, me and Ashley.
As long as that's what the opinion of the council, then yes.
Yeah.
Jake and I would get flyers out to the utility customers.
I need to verify that
citizens.
We can get 5. They suggested 5. I want to make sure we can still get 5, but I don't think it'll be a problem.
Okay. Does council have any comments whatsoever?
I was just wondering if we were going to do similar to what we did last year, and anybody that was on our list for code enforcement.
Yes.
Excessive garbage if you were going to be
visiting. Always a nice token when you go up to the door and say, hey, guess what we're doing next week? Yes, you're about to be in violation, but to avoid that, we have a free dumpster down the road that would love for you to put some stuff in it. And usually they listen to that.
I also know we were pretty proactive about what they couldn't put in the dumpsters last year.
Yes.
That
yep.
in the plan this year?
Yeah, it's a must.
We also had questions about the noxious weed dump site, and they asked us if we were going to provide yellow bags again specifically for noxious weeds so they don't go in the trash, and we said yes. But we don't know where the noxious weed site dump is yet. I'm asking.
I think last year we put them next to the dumpsters.
We had a dump at Booster Station, and we were willing and open and receptive to do that again.
Okay. In the next week, we'll
do it. Iron that out.
Try to get those few details together before we put the flyers out.
They want to make that known. Right. If they want to get yellow bags, if we get a stash of those here at City Hall, if we could help coordinate that.
The county loves giving out yellow bags.
Yeah. I didn't figure it'd be a problem.
Yeah. In fact, I got a few hundred in my garage.
All right.
Any other comments?
It's just, you know, in the past, it's been a mayor's cleanup week or day. I just feel that we got to get the community more involved. So if council could just step out to their churches or their any organizations to pick up the pace would be great. I mean, the senior center, the high school, anything. And we'll try to get the posters out and decide everything in the next week or so. So if council has any ideas, we can speak up. Okay, guys, that's all I wanted to say on that. Public comment. Anybody have anything to say now? Yes. Gotta state your name.
Shields, 51540 Shields Drive. I had to leave at the last meeting before public comments. It was a very good meeting. And I did want to say that I really appreciated hearing from Melissa that she's going to be getting the codifying done. Because that's just one more of those building blocks. You know, we're still a growing city. We have so much behind us that's been accomplished. And that's just one more of those building blocks that I'll be really glad to see in place. So thank you for that.
Oh, me too.
Yeah, three.
Yeah, they'll be hearing about it at budget. But yeah, it's in there.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
She's just been sitting upstairs doing twiddling her thumbs, you know.
I know.
I think she's got the biggest pile up there right now. So. Any other comments, public? Nothing? Okay, staff comments. Let's start with Melissa.
So the TGM Advisory Committee met on Monday, which is the code assistance grant project to get our new code in place, and it was very good. It was very positive. The sins that kept being said, I heard it three or four times, was let's raise the bar, which is exciting. And I think you're gonna really like what's coming out of it. And the next meeting will be at the regular Planning Commission meeting in June with the Advisory Committee and the Planning Commission meeting. And they'll have the next draft of the downtown code and go from there. And you guys will be seeing it shortly. So it's great. I love it. It's gonna be great for Lopine. So.
Great. And the good thing about Melissa, she's been through a lot of this stuff, so she knows. She's been a good advisor besides just a planning manager. Any comments, council, for Melissa? Okay, Jake, you're up.
Yes, a little update on our wastewater and water projects. Engineering's kicking off full force. There's letters going out to the public now, and a lot of those are getting received, and we're getting some phone calls about the survey work in particular. That's their big focus now, is surveying that area, where the water and sewer is going to go. And I went on a tour with a couple engineers today, specifically looking at septic tanks. And just trying to get on the same page, because sometimes you can look at septic tanks on paper and where they should go and what they think that the city would, you know, adopt into the future. Or you can go out in the field and actually look at what we're dealing with, and current tanks that we like and current tanks we don't like, and things we can avoid with this project to prevent problems for the future. So I invited them down, we went on a tour, looked at several different tanks in the community, even looked at one up in Kegel. We got invited onto a property there already to look at one. One of my public works committee allowed us on their property, looked at their tank, went to my house, looked at my septic tank, went to a couple other members from the community, just the different styles of what we're gonna be dealing with up there. So we're prepared and not there's not going to be any red flags that pop up that we weren't aware of. So we did a big tour this today looking at that. They were snapping pictures. I was popping lids, like, this is what we don't want. This is what we can work with. We have to put a new tank in the ground. This would be a good candidate right here. Just get on the same page.
Kind of scary though, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a little scary.
Okay, any questions for Jake?
That's how you try to avoid it to be too scary, right? They were appreciative. I want them to know what we deal with and what kind of things we like to see for our system. And no offense against engineers, they don't a lot of times see that. If it looks good on paper, sometimes it doesn't look good in the field.
Oh, you said that as he left.
After
he's gone. I was teasing him a lot today, so.
Okay, any questions for Jake? Nothing? Okay, let's go now.
Go ahead.
Were you in the cable area today?
It was. I was off of Elm.
Okay.
We've got a tank on Elm. A low pressure, basically like a sand filter style system. And it was a tank that we could potentially use instead of replacing. And we talked about how that would fit our criteria and parts of it that didn't really fit and how we could accommodate that. The distance to the road and elevation and looked at a lot of different things.
So some of the sand filter ones will be able to be used?
Yes.
Huh. Interesting.
Not the drain field. Drain field will get abandoned.
Right.
It's totally separate. Okay. We were looking at the tank itself that the sewer goes into and then goes to that drain field. In some of those situations, we can reuse some of those tanks. I have one at my house, so we really looked at that one too a lot.
Did you look at any ATT systems?
Yes, we did. I went and showed them a brand new ATT system that was put in 2 months ago in the greater Deschutes area, because obviously there's not going to be any too many in Lapine. There is some up in your neck of the woods. I could have called you.
Yours.
I could have called you, but I did find one. A contractor let us come on their property, and we looked at that. And in those cases, we can use that septic tank as well. Just the location of them is going to be the big question mark.
Probably the depth.
Yes.
Right.
When you're dealing with gravity sewer, depth's a big factor. Any questions on that?
So some of them, will you be using the existing tank but relocating it, or
no?
No.
Nope.
Changing the depth on it at all?
No.
Okay.
So you're
not relocating the tanks?
If we put a tank in a different location, it'll be a brand new tank. If we can use the existing one, it'll stay in place.
So the secondary treatment of the tank on an ATT?
That filter would be abandoned.
Well, abandoned or decommissioned?
Decommissioned, abandoned, taken out of the ground.
Can't use it. Yeah, just, you know.
We can't use the septic tank, we'll abandon it in place. On concrete tanks, DEQ allows you to crush it in place and leave it in the ground. Now for those filters, we're not going to do that. We'll yard them out of the ground. I got septic answers if you want, but if you got questions.
Do you have anything else for us?
I think that's it. I think I did plenty of talking.
Okay, we're going to move along then.
Perfect.
You're done. You're done. You're done. Okay, Holly, what do you got?
Just two really quick things. I emailed out the budget. Ash was working hard this week on that. So you guys should have that in your emails. We're meeting Monday at 5:30 and Tuesday at 5:30. Binders. Ashley will talk more about it.
No, you just run with it. The binders are ready.
It's online.
See afterwards.
Yeah, it's online for the public to view. It's the proposed budget. And then that was it on that, actually. And then congratulations to Trenton, because KTVZ did an article on him. I saw that. So that was nice. We put it on our city Facebook page. They did it on his recent accomplishments.
Yeah, I saw that, actually.
Yeah. It was really cool.
And if anybody forgot, the budget is Monday and Tuesday at 5:30.
Yep. There's a public hearing.
Yes.
On Monday at 4:30. For Ryan, is it at 4:30?
Yes.
So you'll need to be here early on Monday.
Okay.
It's a very short public hearing. We thought you guys could come at 4:30, we'll do the public hearing, people can have dinner, and then we'll jump into the budget.
Okay.
Yeah, we'll have food.
Sounds great. Any questions for Holly? Anything else?
Any questions, Laura? Nothing? Good. Ashley?
Holly stole all my public staff comment thunder. The budget documents are ready. They're out in the lobby. There's a box of them. Everybody take one. They're all the same. You don't have to fight over them. They're identical. Lots of reading. We expanded on a lot of sections again this year. But there's a lot of valuable information in these sections. A lot of things are going on. So what Corey and I discussed this morning is we want you guys to consider, we stepped it up last year, we stepped it up this year. Where's the point where you want us to stop? When is it perfect for you guys? Because it is your budget. We put it together, but it's your budget and it's a representation of what you are doing. So any feedback, good, right, wrong, or indifferent, we're ready to hear it.
Well, you're sounding like Corey more all the time. Okay, any other comments? Anybody have anything for Ashley?
Just for clarification, the budget documents are available for council and those on budget committee?
Yes, and they're available to the public. Once we make them available, they have to be available to everyone.
Yep. I mean, the binders are
Binders are available for you guys, and if anyone wants a copy of the proposed budget that isn't on the budget committee or on the council, I can make you one.
Okay. And there's nothing going to be on our a web page for that, just that they're available.
It's available on the website.
It'll be on the web page.
It already is.
Okay.
Under news.
Okay. Because I'm going to do my memos for the mayor thing tomorrow and I'll make sure everybody knows that.
Okay.
Okay. Anything else, Ash?
Nope.
Great. Okay. Council comments? Let's start with our student down here.
Okay. I don't really have a lot to report, especially now that the school year is starting to wind down. Getting closer to summer, which is exciting for me, but that just means closer to all the new things I've got going, so that's nerve-wracking, but also exciting, but mostly exciting to a lot of the students in the line. I keep hearing about it all the time. So that's really just kind of a big thing. And then graduation is coming, so if you have a student that you are proud of or that is graduating or something like that, just show up, and all the support is greatly appreciated, especially from council and staff and stuff. It means a lot.
And Holly, you got all that information on our web page, right, for the school?
Graduation.
As far as graduation, awards night?
Not yet.
Not yet?
I'll ask the school for a flyer.
Okay, sounds great. Okay. And if anybody wants to come and harass a little bit, he's going to be giving the speech at the cemetery on Memorial Day. Which is great.
That's exciting. I'm excited for that.
Actually. Okay, good. Okay, great. Any comments?
Gonna be a lot happening here very shortly with the Route 97 Westside Streetscape. Work starting with the water and wastewater. A lot is going to happen shortly, and it's amazing for a little town this size can pull off. And it's going well. Our budget is good. Thank you.
Okay, Don, anything?
Yeah, a couple of things. Jake, you might talk with Joe because he's been taking some courses on wastewater management. So you just might be a good resource if you need somebody out in the field to work for you sometime. One other thing I...
For free, right?
Well, yes. He works for the senior center.
Okay.
He works for everybody else.
Well, I don't know. Just had to make that clear.
One other thing you might, I don't know if anybody's keeping track or not, but we authorized $156,513 in expenditures tonight. That's what we authorized as a company. I'm not saying that it's out of line, but when you consider there's 1,800 residents, why it's a lot of money, and it's a lot of money for a person. I think we're on the right track for a lot of things. We're moving forward, and I can just imagine what this city will be in 10 years. We won't know it.
What did he say
it was? It is today. Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Okay, Stu.
I'll let you report on a few of the items. Okay. Our meeting with the county commissioners.
Okay.
So I'll just defer all that to you. So I have nothing else.
Okay. Connie?
I attended the COIC monthly meeting via phone because I forgot about it. So I ended up having to call in, which worked, but, and we'll have no payment for me to drive Redmond, so there's that. And just FYI, Karen Friend has announced her resignation. She will be leaving COIC pending her replacement. And she expects to stay through the end of the year or close to it, and is, can't think of the word, has said that she would stay pending her replacement, so she intends on staying committed, so. Other than she has a husband that's older than her and they want to spend time together. So nothing personal, nothing, I mean, it's more just personal, it's nothing with the board or anything, she's just.
She's done a major addition to that whole organization.
Exactly.
Be really sad to see her go.
Yeah, absolutely, and it's gonna be tough to replace her for sure. So there's a committee put together to be interviewing candidates and putting that job application out there, so.
Yeah, that's a shocker.
Pretty big news for that, but COIC is also working on rebranding, possibly renaming. And I'm on a special committee for that branding process, so I'm involved with that, and we have meetings coming up in the next couple weeks.
And anything about taking more of an initiative in water? That's up in here.
Well, that was brought up specifically at the board meeting, that maybe something that we're discussing at the executive committee level that hasn't been brought to the board yet. So.
Okay. Great. I guess it's up to me now, huh? Okay.
I have a couple items. I'm going to be doing an article for the Eagle Paper, and it's going to be on community efforts, step up to the plate as far as counselors, volunteer groups, or anything that's going on. And I would like to make it a more of a council article. So if every council member could give me a quote or something, or would be great. Anybody objects to that, say so, but I just really want to make it, you know, that we're all equal. This isn't just about being a mayor. I hate that idea. So if anybody could just email me some quotes that I can put in the article, that'd be great. Can we all do that?
Use Trenton Button.
Pardon?
Use Trenton Button.
Yeah.
From his campaign, his back.
Okay.
Okay.
Craig, Don, can you do that for me? Just why you're volunteering, maybe, or just some sort of quote of how we need volunteers, or we need members to step up to the either council or.
How soon do you want it?
Next week.
Is it page enough, or do you want page
enough? I prefer maybe three or four sentences.
Can't do that.
Okay, that's it on that one. Also, to go along with that, you know, it's a ways off, but we do a 4th of July parade, and I really don't want to sit in a freaking convertible car and wave at people. it's embarrassing for me, and it's not okay.
I did it last year with my dad and Model
C. Everybody has a good time laughing. Yeah. Anyways, that goes along with the article. I think it'd be great if council members were involved in that. I mean, we could just a quick idea, and I want your input on this. Is that you know, I have a trailer, and we could tow it with my little Kubota tractor, and we could decorate it, and people sit in it and wave, and you know, that it's a, you know, this is your city leaders, really. I don't know, it's just,
yeah, I don't want to be the, my dad will bring it back.
I don't want to be the main attraction. I don't like that. Stu knows that. I don't like it. So, you know, and I know Jake, they did the float 1 year, you know, and that was great. It shows, I don't know. I mean, I know I'm weird.
We'll come up with something.
Okay, so we all can be in the parade. Great.
That's a good idea.
I have to see if I'm even going to be in town, but it's...
Okay.
We'll take a picture and do a...
I'm trying not to throw darts. No egg throwing or... No, I just hopefully come up with something. You know, it's a ways off, but I just don't like this.
You guys laugh. We'll have you on that float, too.
Oh, that was the second part. I think staff ought to be in the float too.
I already am committed to be in the parade with my 9-year-old. So I'll just squash that right now.
So you'll wear a sign that says staff.
I'll wear a sign. Sure. Okay, it's so you'll find staff. Wrong float.
So I'll bring that up later on, but I just want everybody to think about it a little bit. Okay, and Stu and I did go up to the county commissioners meeting, work session. And we presented 3 items. One was taking over the Wiki Up Park and Ride so that we can clean it up, make it look nice. I mean, hopefully we can work with Public Works and maybe get some sprinklers and some added lighting out there so we can light more Christmas trees. Just clean it up, put grass in it, probably a new fencing. They seem to be kicking your ankle, Stu. I think they're definitely all on board for that. That's sort of a no-brainer, I feel.
I think they're going to look into deeding it over the process.
Yeah.
How it has to happen.
Because they talked about, well, just, you know, use it as an easement or something. But I said, well, maybe at some point we may even put a monument sign up there or something. So I'm pretty sure that they're, you know, according to James Lewis, the land person for the county, they'll probably deed that over. And I think that's a great thing because that could be really a neat area up there. I know Melissa's behind that 100%. So, and the next item was that darn pedestrian path that everybody's been wanting from Wiki up to First Street. We aren't getting anywhere with ODOT on that one, even though it was promised me by the state director. Mr. Garrett, it'd never be done in my lifetime. So we proposed that the county maybe give us a 20-foot easement all the way up, and most of that land will never be used in the near future anyways, next 20, 25 years. And I think they really supported that idea because, again, Lewis brought up the idea that was in their 20-year plan, even before the city was formed. So, go ahead.
Well, and Tom Anderson pointed out that it's in the overlay. There's a diagram of a trail going all the way around the neighborhood. So they were in total agreement,
uh-huh.
And that's another one that they're directed staff to work on.
Yeah.
So stay tuned for that.
So hopefully we can finally get that. And again, Melissa's on board with that one too. She thinks that's a great idea. And that's been on the works for forever, I think. I don't know, for a long time. And I think it's really needed to connect the two ends of the city. And then the next one is a little bit more of a hotter item. We proposed that they turn over the whole industrial park to the city, which I'm glad Stu was there because he's been around the city ever since it was formed. And, you know, they brought up, what are you going to do for them to turn over certain streets? Well, this is a totally different item because when the city was formed, when the county took that industrial park over, they were just hanging on to it in the city until the city became, you know, incorporated. So it's, and nobody, they said, well, how come nothing's been done? Well, the city's never approached them on it. And I just think this is the time, you know, I know a couple of the commissioners are behind it. Would you agree, Sue?
Well, I think for a couple of them, some of them knew the history behind the whole thing. We had to take a little trip back in time from the beginning of when, before it was SLED, it was a Lapine Industrial Group, and how the funds were raised for the traffic light at 97 and Reed Road. And there were some documents that had Commissioner Luke, Commissioner Daly, and Commissioner Unger all agreeing that that property should be transferred over to the city of Lapine. And so again, they directed staff to start looking at the process of turning the property over to the city. So I think it's another step in the right direction. It's not going to happen in the next month or 2 months or 3 months, but you know, they're working on it. And it was, you know, I mentioned to them that it wasn't just the county's fault. The city dropped the ball on some of this.
Well, yeah, because they never requested it.
Well, we never requested it, and we went through several different administrations, you know, city managers that didn't work out, this was just a stepping stone, so they never pursued it. But now the way the economy is and everything.
And the economic interest in our industrial park, I mean, So I just thought it was a perfect time to go up there. Plus, a couple of the commissioners are up for re-election, and you know, they're pro Lapine.
And one had a birthday.
One had a birthday that day, so whatever. Okay. But anyways, I know the first two items are pretty much a sure thing, and we'll probably have to talk more about the industrial park. But that's just the city growing and moving ahead. And if any of the councilors meet any of the commissioners, maybe they can just put a bug in there on that too. Okay.
Speaking of birthdays.
Coco, I keep going to Coco, and they're always the director of transport.
I'm gonna step in, but you finish your thought.
No, go ahead.
Speaking of birthdays.
The Commissioner of the Water Resources was over here, actually, in Bend the other day, and I'm continuing to push that ahead. I care. The Lapine needs some mitigation credits, and you know, the more you bug them in the ear, the more they listen. So, and that will happen. And I think that's it for me. Okay, good enough. And I just want the council to get back to me on the. Those couple items so they can be in the parade to get prettied up and stuff. Red, white, and blue, you know. Okay, do we have a motion to adjourn the meeting?
That's the adjourn.
Second.
First and second, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Wait a minute.
Tony.
You had something to say? Right. Oh, no, Bert, don't forget. Okay, meeting adjourned.
We are singing.
They're in the box.
Did we miss one?
Nope.